I have a question right away, just before we get too far off track. But the very last criterion is Assad's protection. Does the state have have they told you what to kind of steer the fishermen towards as being too small? I'm sure they wouldn't say it was too big, but would they say that a certain square mileage is too small?
Yeah,
a quarter of a square mile, which is small, sorry.
No, they didn't. I haven't heard anything in terms of the size in that area. They just kind of go back to the, you know, must be enforceable. Neither Tove nor David Ettinger said anything about what significant means. You know, how many acres, how many miles along the coast, any of that kind of stuff. The thing that I did hear today was that it's likely that they'd see smaller areas distributed along the coast as opposed to like one big one place bang right in the middle. So it sounds to me that they're looking for a series of smaller, whatever small means, closures. You know, there were those the six big ones imposed for this last fishing season. Maybe a larger number of smaller ones is what they're looking for.
Yeah. Are they, do they have a plan as to how they're going to monitor? Are they going to use local fishermen?
Geez, that's a good question.
That's a huge closure.
Yeah.
Certainly, without having numerous boats rigged, be able to monitor it.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked the question about size.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be not only enforceable, but it's got to be monitorable. That's a word.
You said it.
That's good.
I got it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to the question of the monitoring, but I mean, it would be nice to know what's going on in those areas.
It's got to offer science at the end of it, and if there's going to be a 3-year study, everybody here, I'm sure, would agree that in their closure, that they would like to see some project going on that was at least going to be an attempted enhancement.
Yep. If it's all right, I'm going to take some notes, and if you put your email down on there or your regular mailing address, I'll send you the notes just to make sure that they're, you know, within bounds, and if I've made an error or I missed something, just let me know.
If anybody has any questions about enhancements,
that collection,
come
on,
I'll have to do it.
How much do you do? It seems like they just don't have any good luck with it. What's that? Five staff collection. They cut staff, they can't get paid. Certainly, I can haul traps. I've had up in one time. I've gone spat on a bridge that you never see installed. In fact, I think it was used to get close to a year and stuff. I didn't see one for a couple of years.
Get close to it for years.
Yeah, I told you to say,
everywhere we use the fish is back on
here. It's great. It's been going on. It's killing us. It's not that bad.
Where they used to be,
when they were so
nothing. I didn't catch a lot of stuff over there, I spent all day there, and I've got a lot of fuel, but I leave my stuff. I used to fish there, and he fished 15, 20 boats of fish there.
I was
going to... There was sea.
It was an excavator, so, really, I mean, years ago, they had people off in the beach, you know, they were in the desert, and they were in the fish, they were out in the water, and they were out in the water, and they made trips.
And, right in the deep office.
You don't get anything on the stool over there.
That's
the year, monthly. Yeah,
it's not open. It's not open.
I'm sure you just go up to hand it and look for the tape and everything and use Roundup on every single estuary. You've got a lost kilo of dandelions. The only thing that average American grows that they can eat is dandelion. You can have to spray it and kill it. And it washes down the stream.
Look at the salt and the sand on the roads and the one off.
The thing is, I think we got to dig up friggin' heels in all this fucking line bullshit because.
When we look at the salt, there ain't no way you can tell the salt when it comes.
Good job, I'm not all for you. I just want to read the critical.
So it's a guy that's going to be sitting at the Golf Advisory Council meeting and kind of, you know, working with the DMR and the rest of the Advisory Council. What's the feeling of this group about areas? Now, I take the DMR at its word that they won't, that they'll close the fishery without some closed areas. But if this group wants to fight that in some other way, I understand that.
Can they be passed by a call with, and every town's got one or two or three, that everything that was ever done in line cable areas be given back for all time? Zero dragging, zero diving, half the square mileage that there is in these cable areas, it's an enormous amount of water, that if every town's caught a subsidy regenerate, to throw in whatever they want to do, if they want to throw in spatteries, throw in something they find in. Just to go on the board and get some ground back, and then sure. Everything after that.
They're already on the charts, too.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for me to say what the state is going to do since I don't work for it. So the question is, do you think the state will? I'm making my best guess, but I don't really know.
It's not manageable,
but
it's not. Well,
I know as a commissioner, I told my brother that it should be run by a new veteran. So you know what the mentality is.
I think that he has a good point when he says that, from what I've seen, because there's a lot of cable areas that were always respected, and when the solar power came out to all these islands, everyone turned a blind eye because there actually was no cable there. So if you could enforce that, even if you had to make a little team bit wider to appease someone, but I don't think you'd have to. And there's a prime example between Swan's Island and Frenchville Long Island. That cable area seeped in that whole piece of the east for a long time, and when they buried that cable and allowed people to tow there, it really killed the industry. We all thought we'd make a lot more money, and we didn't. We caught them once instead of 100 times. So I think Arthur's right. He's, well, he knows more about scholarship than most people, and if he sees that, I think that we should come behind him and do that.
I don't think that would be brought up. No, you have more about it. Now you're going to face it. The meeting is coming up.
The committee last week at their workshop on one of the bills postponed action on that bill until after the series of meetings over. And the bill is about area management. But the meetings are not about area management. And everything that we're talking about is basically about area management. Okay, so when you go to this meeting and they're talking about closed areas, My point was, we've got the cast before the hospital, we're closing some areas before we start talking about management of the areas. Because they have already brought up, they're going to limit where you can fish. That's coming, they've already said it in public in the meeting. And they're going to have to do something so these closed areas don't get wiped out when they get open. So they're going to limit the fishing in them somehow. Anybody here fish lobsters? Remember when the lobster zones get put in? Duck, it was just lying on the water. Why are they now? You go all the way to England, you can't. It evolves. It evolves. So you can't put any faith in anything that the MLS tells you right now.
I think that I've been lucky in some ways to fish a couple different pieces of bottom for lobstering and move to a couple different islands and stay there for a while. And when I observe Penobscot Bay as a beautiful watershed that should have a potential of supporting hundreds of fishermen going scalloping in winter, however, it doesn't right now, it makes me scratch my head. What is going wrong here? And something that's happened that we might not even be on the radar screen to a lot of people is that the amount of fuel that we are burning in the state of Maine has increased drastically in 20 years. The number of boats that go to Searsport is far bigger than ever. When I fished on Islesboro, there was one particular time at slack water in the day, the big boat steaming down there started to wash the hold out, and we ran up on them, and it was totally the outboard pump is underwater, so you don't see it. They pump in fresh seawater. They mix it with something that is like Dawn, and all you could see was suds on the water behind that boat, and they pumped out, and they clean it. And majority of those vessels sail out at night, and I fished there for quite a few years, and you would never witness it because there's always a scale, there's a chop, there's something. But that particular day, slack water, the boat went by, it was flat, they're pumping out in our watershed, and then they're saying, we're overfishing. And I will go for some closed areas, I'll do whatever, because I like to see Mother Nature at her fullest, but we need to look at the pollutants that are being dumped into our watershed if you want to have it be a vibrant resource to support as many Maine people as you possibly can.
I think most fishermen would agree that, in, especially from here to, I would say, maybe as far as Sandwich Harbor, where we have a similar problem going on, that if we do have closed areas, it should appear, and I'm speculating, but I think it should appear fairly remarkable to the state how little it's going to work.
Yeah.
When it comes, and it's going to take 3 years to find out that it didn't work. That there is another problem. And at every one of these meetings, we have people like Todd, myself, everybody's mentioning it, but it seems to fall on deaf ears. And the amount of salaries that we have available from the United States to attack a problem like this, we're putting our resources in the wrong basket. Our science resources, we're not using right. We're trying to attack this like it is in our area, and it's not. We know it's not overfished. Well, we've got cold areas all over the bay. Doug has been saying this in meetings. When was the last time you saw a boat down to Green Island?
I saw it. Brandon, that's the reason self-imposed closure, because none of them
have been there. Now, 10 years, if that isn't, well, what went over with scallops? Climbing up on the water, something wrong.
Now, I've got one as a diver. I've been diving since I was 19 years old. All right, I got a few years, I'm 50 right now. Up right up in the Atlantic River, I had gone when I used to be a guy, I stopped. No, that about 15 years ago has settled in with mud and silt. My faith comes from all the shit we put on the roads, and you know what my biggest limiting factor is visibility. When it rains, and after we've been freaking plowing and sanding all year, if you went back 15 years, your back roads never had to stand on them.
you drove on snowy roads. All right? All that shit going in the ocean. Thank you, people. Not you. The state's looking up the wrong trick.
How come we're not hearing from the ecology people in the state saying what the condition of the skull's food source is? If there's no food for something, it's not going to be there. If there's something in the water that's killing the food source, which is a microorganism, why isn't somebody from the state stepping up and saying, oh, well, the food source is really good, so there should be tons of skulls? We're not hearing anything from the state as far as ecology or the organisms that they're living on.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You ask a question and you get nowhere with it.
Yeah.
I got anything to do with the biologists in the state.
Yeah.
Have they done any research on one of these salts, blue or gray?
I want to answer this one first, but yeah, I think that the state level, those links haven't been made just yet. And in all fairness, Dan Schick, who had worked for the department for a long time in scallops, retired a couple of years ago. So there was a guy who had been with the state for probably 30 years, and he had probably worked with phytoplankton people and water quality people. But the staff that they have there now hasn't been working with scallops at all. And so I don't think that those conversations between the scallop biologists and the water quality and the pollution people have happened yet, but that would be a great thing to try to get going. And the question about the gray scallops?
My brother there was fishing on those when they sat in the back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Down east. And I know the water was in one of the state knew about it, but now they did nothing about it.
The word
they were told time after time again that the
the word that I get.
They were just dying.
Yeah.
Old vets just dying out.
Yeah.
They must have reacted like
started. I don't know if the state has a position, but I did do some checking into gray meated scallops before and talked to a couple of people who have been working with scallops for a long time. Sandy Shumway used to work at DMR, now is down in Connecticut, and Bill DuPaul, who's worked for probably 30 or 40 years out of Virginia. I showed him some photographs, and the answer that I got back from them was that a gray-meated scallop is one that's in poor condition for whatever reason. Maybe it's dying, maybe it's pollution, maybe it's predators. But since the, I'm telling you stuff you already know. They weren't able to tell me about that, but when they get kind of gray, apparently there's so much energy stored in the meat. When all that energy starts to get eaten up, it makes the meat kind of weak and soft. And so I haven't heard it described as a disease of the meat or anything like that. It's like
you have old scallops.
The scallop units look fine.
It's
graceful. It's the same. Yeah. But that's a really good question. I've never compared gray scallop units. We gave it.
Some
scallops take back. Someone's doing it. I thought they really ought to look at the livers or kidneys or whatever they got. You said necrotic, whatever. There's no really dark on those out there before they killed them. They took some with the guts and everything and protested.
They
all was gone. So.
What happens when you take all those birds?
Did they charge for that?
No, that's something. They need something that was now killing the scholars. But the urchins died off too.
Well, the same year, everybody had a season open up, they went back to where there was a little bit of green carpet, the birds are still left, they have around, the country's pretty even. Yeah.
Were the spines on it still?
Yeah.
Did you start right there?
Did you come off
the spines on?
And they brought the spines, okay, they used to get all of them, I was going to say, I had the same, they wanted to send a water to make it smell, and they had to die. They didn't kill all of them. But they changed their assets. We had a ladder hole, the same 15-year period, and they had to catch all of them. Sometime that we got a brand new season sign, and I'll get to you. And you tell me there's something going on with Barnelli, I'll call you.
Especially if they roll that claim, it's down by the triangle anymore. Because that used to be, you know, that's going to have it down, that people might, I don't know,
Yeah,
did you kill that? You guys were going down there. Did you guys fight down there? They were fighting down there.
About 10 years ago, I was up the damn Scotty River, and I dove on some skulls, and they had these little gray hussacks on them. I don't know if anybody in the damn Scotty River has ever seen those up there. So we said, well, we can't sell these, so we left. And I got home, and I called up the DMI group there, and I said, geez, can you explain what these things are? And they referred me to Darwin Center. I called down to Darwin Center, and no, we haven't seen that. He's like, maybe half a mile away, you know. So they hadn't seen them. And I never heard another word about it. Well, probably 6 years ago, there was a small tie off in the Sheepskin River in Urchins. I called the Rick Wall and the Bigelow Center. Geez, hey, Rick, you might want to come out here and check this out. The tie off going on the Sheepskin River. That's all, 2 miles away, you know. Well, 6 months later, I asked Rick, hey, how's that looking over there? That tie off, well, we have to.
Chance.
Of these scientific organizations, and they don't have time to go check them out. Okay? Yeah, they're in such a hurry to close these areas down that they're going to do it regardless. They won't even listen to any reason or any other options. And I'll tell you what the reason is. The reason is that George Ford's a lame duck commissioner, and he's going to get it done before his term is out because he's going to at least. So we need done one thing while we've been commissioner. Because the four crowd is half on every other mission.
Well, I was excited by this closed area.
Excited by legislative process.
Well,
don't have
sandwich tanks at all. Seems to me I've rather seen various different stages of it.
Yep, we could.
So they got to study them. I mean, they were all the way from my thumbnail to freaking that thing.
Yep, I've had them from fat bags and some of the meats with the hot spots in them. They're trying to sample a couple of samples up at the university right now. They're trying to streak them on petri dishes. And they don't know exactly what it is. Plus, it's more cancer since 1980s. And so they haven't been able to culture it just yet. So the reason for the hot spots is still unknown. But I've heard of the Damascata, the Domic, the Casco Bay, the Chicago Guy. Yesterday, Egg Margarita, the fish is out of Blue Hill Bay, so they have a good cup in the head.
Well, you know what? Do you know what most of their most vulnerable stage, like in the water column, you see them when they get all them, they're going at it, and then what month is at the most vulnerable?
Yeah, I can't hear you. Can we have, one thing go on at once? Sorry.